Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, and the Vons who's with us in this particular adventure is just kind of hanging out. He's just glad that he's surviving this adventure so far, although it'd be nice if this rock went away. The other Vons is probably at home ordering a pizza. We all use he, him pronouns.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And Jesse is not looking forward to figuring out how to get Wealthy back again.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy is really, really hoping that the symbiosis with Sadroa pays off.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix and Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and the kobold college student. We all use he, him pronouns, and the Grixes are worried. And
this is where Erin corrects.
In a panic. Steamboat Willie.
Do you not want to call him that anymore?
No, but I don't want to make a big deal of it.
We have to remind people at the beginning.
I just think that's his name.
He's the one who wanted to be called Steamboat Willie. He's probably getting real tired of the joke.
No, just, you don't have to correct me. It's the nickname. You don't have to, like...
Sure, but then, like, when
Grix isn't his dead name. Come on.
Fair enough. I mean, I guess that one hasn't died yet, so fair enough.
On that cheerful note, rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. And Pocket Cast just added ratings, so this is your chance. It helps people find us, encourages us, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Sure. So what happened last time is that we fought a rock. It went pretty badly. Jesse couldn't really do anything the whole time because she was grappled. Wealthy also later got grappled, and then the rock flew away with her. In the meantime, Frymeath was injured just about as badly as he could be and ran off to find a cave that then Harper said, "We don't go in those." Whatever that means. And I think there's a dust devil. I think there's still a second dust devil that we need to kill before we can go away and find Wealthy, because the rock once again flew off with her.
Aaron's very concerned.
I'm so worried about Wealthy. She was doing real bad at the point that
started flying away.
Yeah.
That thing I said about Vaughn's wishing the rock would go, he didn't mean it like that.
No, of course not. No. He's Green Day Vaughn's.
Oh. Yeah, fair.
So, the rock is flying away. However, I looked it up, and Jesse, I think your longbow will be effective for two more turns if you wanted to keep shooting at it.
Yeah, great. I would like to do that.
Okay. The first round will be a -2. The second round will be like a -6 as it moves out range increments.
Yeah.
But there's also still that dust devil. So everyone gets to roll initiative. Hooray.
Including me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're conscious.
I'm conscious. I'm just grappled and can't do shit.
Yeah. Well, just think.
You have a Sadroa with you.
Just think thoughts that keep arrows away from you. Think, I mean, unpuncturable.
It's the size of a plane. Like, I don't think... I think that the odds are very good that...
No, yeah, you hit Wealthy on a fumble. Like...
Oh.
I'm 3. My initiative is 3.
Ooh.
Because God forbid I should do anything first.
I'm 9.
I got a 9 too.
Hell yeah.
High five.
Grix got a 7 and Steamboat Willie got a 1.
We'll sync it in post.
Yes, of course we will. Editor's note. No, we won't.
Editor's note. Hi, editor.
Be nice to finally meet you.
We don't know who edits the podcast. It just shows up. Okay. Jesse, you go first.
Hey, I would like to shoot the rock.
All right.
Stop the rock.
Is that a -2 penalty? So it basically just cancels out your Shadow Corruption bonus.
Oh,
Gonna play that Apollo 440 song.
That's a 2 that I rolled. Oh. So that does not hit.
It wasn't a 1. Congratulations.
Yay.
Wealthy, you see an arrow just go wide of the rock and arc past you and disappear into the sand below.
My eyes roll so hard.
Wow, thanks.
I mean, you know, I appreciate that my friends are trying to rescue me, but this is about par for our course.
Vaunt.
Mm-hmm.
You're up. You're on the back of a magic dragon.
I'm sure I'm having a great time.
Yeah, the magic dragon cannot currently catch up with the rock. The rock
Why
is too
not?
Much faster. Because the rock is way faster than it.
Why?
Because physics. And because the game hates you.
Grix, imagine that this dragon goes faster.
I think faster.
The physics is tied to the frame rate. It glitches out and you smash into the ground.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
That would make sense.
It sadly does not go any faster.
What if I imagine the dragon going faster?
It doesn't work.
Can't say it's copyrighted. Imagine Dragons.
I mean, you can okay. say
that was a bad joke. It was a bad
if,
joke.
If one of our listeners doesn't mind putting together an Imagine Dragons Apollo 440 like mix, just do like Stop the Rock with Radioactive. Sure, why not? That's like their big one, right?
Uh-huh. Or,
yeah, just mash those two together for us and send that in. You know the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, Vons, do you have anything you want to try besides imagining really hard?
Like what?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're in combat. Dude, there's a dust devil. There's a rock flying away.
I've already literally thrown hopes and dreams at this. That's I think that's as much as he's got. We're flying above a dust devil right now, which is way better than being inside of it. So
yeah, I think you're.
He's got a sword.
You're 40 yeah. feet in the air. Maybe you can drop the sword just right instead of through the dust devil,
like a lawn dart.
No,
like a lawn dart. Just like a lawn dart.
I can never trick my players into impaling the NPCs.
Do you want us to do that? You fucking sicko?
I do not, but it seemed like the nicer version than impaling the other player character.
Thankfully, you rolled twice as high as would have been necessary to do that to Wealthy just now.
Sure.
All right. So Vons is stuck on the back of a dragon.
Yeah.
Hey, Grix, pilot of said dragon.
Yeah.
You're up.
Crap. I really got nothing. Like, the dragon can't catch it. You said that we have an idea of where it's going? Like, we see something off in the distance?
No. You summoned a spire to try to have it run into.
Yeah, I thought there was something off in the distance that we thought it was heading towards.
Nope, but just the horizon.
Nope. Okay, making that up. All right. Well, that sucks. How far ahead of us is it?
I mean, it's past 110 feet.
Yeah, a little around. Let's say it's 80 feet from you, Grix.
Okay, that's outside of color spray range. Okay, I got nothing.
Plus, you had color spray it last time.
Yeah, but I got 2 of them.
Oh, cool.
Because it's like basically my only first level offensive spell. It's basically my only offensive spell besides slappy arms. Yeah, nothing. I think I still got. How long did the fight go on? Like a minute? 2 minutes?
An entire session.
Probably a minute at most.
Yeah.
So,
so I've still got 9 minutes of my spell. I'm going to swoop down. Oh, we've got wounded. We've got more than 4 people.
Yes.
I'm going to swoop down then and reconvene with the group and see what folks want to do after.
There is a dust devil still active.
Oh yeah, sure. I'll dart the dust devil.
Okay. And
I guess.
Roll an attack roll.
However that works. I hit the wind with a natural 1. All we are is dust in the wind.
Could we not be, though? That'd be better. For now.
Grix, roll damage. For reasons.
I don't remember who did dust in the wind.
3.
But I don't think we need a reboot.
You do 3 damage to Harper.
Oh, no.
As the dart goes into the wind, arcs around in the dust, you know, in the swirling winds, and hits Harper in the shoulder.
At least it wasn't Frymeath.
Yeah.
Because he only has like 1 hit point left right now.
Or he possibly would have killed him, yeah.
God, that would have been fucking incredible and so horrible.
I would be done.
Just done.
Yeah, I'd retire, Grix.
Both?
Yeah.
He'd retire out of embarrassment.
Speaking of Frymeath, it's his turn.
He groans.
He hits the dust devil. Try to reorient myself to my notes. All right, he does damage. Excuse me while I fish the monster manual out from the shelf above me.
It's Kansas. It was Kansas who did Dust in the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Dust Devil is still up. It cannot attack Steamboat Willie, so it's choosing between Harper and Frymeath, both of which have hit it. It's not very smart, so I'm going to give a random roll it. It still goes after Frymeath.
Whoa.
It rolls ass and misses.
Okay.
Thank fuck.
It lunges towards him. He dodges to the side. There's a little bit of a stumble because there's a pretty big gash on his leg, but he manages to not die. All Wealthy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're being shown a whole new world.
Oh, for God's sake.
See, I would have gone with a rescuer's down under joke. Keep going. Sorry.
I don't know what to do. All right. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, I can't do anything. I am grappled and I can't reach my wand and I can't do anything that requires. So I'm going to talk to Sidroa. I'm going to say, Sidroa, I'm kind of in a bind here. Can you help me? Can you give me some strength to get out of the grapple? Can you eat the rock? Can you help me here?
Sidroa is going to make an intelligence check to see if they think of the thing that I thought of after last session. But feels like too much of a gimme to just have you get it. Cocked. Roll shit. All right.
Oh, shit.
Can make it easier for you to wriggle out.
Okay.
So you'll still be rolling a grapple check. I'll have Sidroa roll a strength check to see if they can make you both slippery and give you a boost.
All right.
Oh, a slippery boost.
They succeed. So you can make your grapple check. You are adding 2d6 to this roll.
Okay.
That's what they call it down in down on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, that is a 19 on the die. Plus 5 is 24. Plus 9 is 33.
Congratulations. You escaped the rock.
And I fall to the ground.
And you fall, I think you're at least 80 feet in the air.
So oh, God.
Start falling.
Yay!
Hey, sand will break your fall.
Feather fall? Do you feather fall?
Yeah.
But that's for next round.
Yeah, I have feather fall.
It's the rock's turn. What does it try to do? I'm trying to figure out how badly this thing would want to grab Wealthy. You know what? It would take it too long. It's wheeling around, but it's clearly in no. It can't pull a fucking 180 and grab you in one turn. So it's doing a wide arc around and may or may not be just waiting to see what happens once you finish falling in whatever fashion you choose to do that. And then it'll make its new life decisions. Harper goes and does a little more damage to the Dust Devil, but it is not down yet. Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie is going to, I guess, lunge forward and attack the Dust Devil with a sword.
All right. Roll an attack roll.
All right. Ooh, 22.
You hit, despite the fact that this thing is zipping around and fast moving and hard to see.
3 damage.
Steamboat Willie / Green Day Crits. What does it look like when you kill this thing?
Whoa. I don't know what it looks like to kill the wind.
Anticlimactic, I imagine.
Yeah. Just kind of like the sand falls.
Gently disperses.
Steamboat Willie broke wind. Good job. Oh, no. Yes, yeah, it sounded just like that.
Wow. Got Kelly with a fart joke that time. Amazing. I feel like that's unusual.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. It was very good.
It just caught me, okay?
All right. Yeah, no, that's totally fair. I mean, it was very funny.
It was timing.
It was definitely timing.
And it is time for a new round, so everyone roll your new initiative.
Okay. 7.
6.
5.
Come on, Wit. Keep it up.
5 for Grix, 9 for Steamboat.
Ah. I guess if you subtract one from the other, it's 4.
Sure. Let's go for that.
Steamboat, you're up first.
All right. Well, the Dust Devil, there's nothing else left with us.
Nope. There's the You do see a small shape detach from the rock and start plummeting towards the ground.
Oh, gonna run in that way, I guess.
All right, you start running.
Yeah, as fast as my little stubby legs can take me. I'll yell, too, in case anyone didn't see it. Yeah. Ah, she's fallen.
Vons.
I got wrong Vons. I've got no way to help her not fall. Well, she's got a potion. I'm sure she'll be fine. That's my action. Just
putting it out in the universe. You're manifesting that she will be fine.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I'm riding on a dragon. This is like never ending story time. Just, you know, vibing.
Wealthy, are you fine?
Yeah. I cast Featherfall.
And you have it just prepped as a spell?
Yep.
All right. You cast Featherfall. You start floating downwards. And I have to look up the fall rate of Featherfall.
Rate of 50 feet per round.
You make it to, let's say, 30 feet above the ground. But you were falling at a safe speed. Harper passes her turn, because what the fuck is she going to do? She starts running after after Steamboat. Jesse.
I will try to hit the rock again, my arrow.
Okay. Let's say you move up, and we'll just put it at the -2 penalty again.
Okay. Oh, natural 20.
I mean, I guess that hits.
It's a natural 20.
Yeah, roll your damage.
Oh, yeah.
Second die, double it.
I'm gonna do a second die.
Okay.
Okay. I rolled a 3 and a 1 plus 1 plus 1, so that's 6. Oh, boy. I did 6 whole damage on my crit. Amazing.
Do you do bonus damage to corrupted, or is it just a hit?
No, it's just a hit.
Ah, okay.
No.
I would like to be able to be like, but it's 6 very critical damage, but sadly that doesn't reduce it to anything cool. But yeah, you hit this bird that is, granted, huge, but also in the air and very far away.
So you killed no birds with one stone.
I killed no birds with no stones.
Yeah.
Grix, you're up.
But to my knowledge, I've never killed a bird with a stone.
Well, if I hear other me yelling that she's falling.
You do.
I'll spin the dragon around and go after her that way. That'll be faster.
Okay. It'll be a couple rounds before you get there, but you'll get there faster than anyone else. All right. It's the rock's turn.
Bad.
How much does it want to eat the wizard?
None. Tired.
That was an extremely high number.
It got so sleepy, though.
Yeah.
Have you considered how sleepy the rock just got?
You know, I hadn't, because I can't think of any conceivable cause.
Oh, it just got real sleepy. You know, sometimes you just get real sleepy. You all know what I mean.
I do it every night.
Yeah, like sometimes you just get so sleepy.
Every time I pick up a halfling, yeah.
Yeah, picking up halflings is like real sleepy. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, but I love it. Sorry if you don't.
The rock starts wheeling back everyone's direction. Doesn't go for Wealthy, but is now positioned nicely above pretty much the entire group. Because it can dive very fast, but it doesn't do it this round. It just made it so it got its choice of prey, and I'm sure everything will be fine. Frymeath goes. I believe the instruction of Frymeath was to get up the rope. Frymeath gets up the fucking rope and disappears into the rope trick space.
Sweet.
All right, that's the round. New round.
8.
7. 10.
Mm. Ooh, 10 for Grix.
Mm.
And 6 for Steamboat.
Wealthy, you're up first.
I'm still falling, and I fall another 30 feet.
Yep, you make it to the ground.
I touch lightly and run away as fast as possible towards my friends who are running towards me. No, actually, you know what? I don't. I say,
if you run that direction, you'll get closer to the rock.
I run in the opposite direction in case the rock wants to come after me so that it doesn't go after them.
That's very brave of you.
I'm a very brave halfling.
All right.
You're Grix. Very brave, and the rock is very sleepy.
Grix powers on with the dragon.
Towards Wealthy still?
Yeah.
Okay, you zoom off after Wealthy, who is now running away from you, but you're still faster than she is, so it'll be fine. All right. Yeah. Vons, there's a giant bird about 80 feet above you. Well,
above
up and over.
Above 80 feet.
Or wait, you're ranged. On the back of a...
Back on the back of the dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having a great time. Looking at a rock that's...
Well, let's say due to... you've been moving around a lot. It's still 80 feet. You're conveniently in that exact point if you were to tie a string to it and then to you.
We're not doing that. Sounds like a terrible idea.
You got a good arm with a baseball. You can't hit it from here.
And yet, no baseballs. Why would he have a baseball?
Because he was a true American. As you know, we all carry baseballs.
I feel like Vons is a reluctant American.
That would not surprise me in the least.
Yeah, Vons is just watching.
All right. Out of curiosity, does Vons always casually threaten to move to Canada? Like at least once a month?
Well, like every time an election doesn't go his way, but then he forgets about it.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's about my bag.
Yep.
Jesse, you don't know what a Canada is. This rock is 80 feet away from you.
Well, that's within my range.
It is.
I'll attack it.
I am shocked by this development.
I rolled a 4. That gets me a total of 15. That doesn't hit.
Nope. It's right above you, ish. It's hard to shoot that vertically.
Yeah.
You just don't quite manage the angle.
No, fair enough.
It's Harper's turn. Harper rolls, well, not great, and combined with the penalty on the range for a sling, also misses. It just sails off into the air, going wherever missed shots go.
Not back down.
Probably to land in the sand somewhere.
In a note that I wrote so badly, it looks like I wrote Stoncat. Steamboat, you're up.
Wow.
Stoncat.
Stoncat keeps running.
All right.
Trying to catch up to Wealthy.
I think you two run at roughly equal speed, although Wealthy's a little bit slower because of the leg. So you're gaining.
Yeah, in sand, it's probably real slow. I'm the easy catch.
Sure.
Cedro is making up for it somewhat, but yeah. All right. Now it's the rock's turn. Jesse.
Uh-huh.
It dives at you. The obvious threat with the bow.
I mean, I did escape its clutches once.
Your AC is?
My AC is 17.
Okay. I'm actually going to do these one at a time because it may change its focus if it can, because a bunch of you are grouped together. So, all right. You get hit with one of its talons for 15 damage.
I'm down.
Whoa.
All right. Who else is standing there? Harper. End of list. Everyone else is either on the back of the dragon in the hiding space or running in a different direction. So Harper gets to make a friend. It rolls a natural 1.
No.
Which brings up a lot of questions.
It explodes?
I don't think it explodes.
Explodes.
It catches a cold.
It gets really sleepy.
It gets seepy. We're so seepy to rock.
I know what happens. It goes, it's kind of doing that awkward, like, quick stop birds can do where they're flapping really hard, so it could use both its talons. And the other one, as it tries to, you know, grip swipe with it, catches on the rope for the rope trick. And that rope doesn't move.
Right.
Oh, shit.
So it beefs it onto its side on the ground. Not on top of Jesse. It's prone. That's its turn.
And we keep killing rocks with physics.
Best way to kill rocks.
And also volcanoes. Good way to kill. Throw them right in.
You must take this giant bird to Mount Doom. That was the end of the round, so new round.
Jesse got a 9.
What's Jesse's HP right now?
-3.
All right, so you're stable.
Oh, great.
I did get dog hair in my rolling box.
Dogs are talented? Jeez.
There is a dog there.
Yeah.
Oh, I should roll.
Yeah. Wealthy, what did you get?
6.
Vons?
5.
Grixi?
Both of mine are at 4.
I would have thought it'd be Grixin.
You know, dealer's choice.
like ox.
I suppose it's up to Wit.
I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I don't have a good one.
Well, the rock goes first. The rock flaps about and awkwardly stands up, as birds who suddenly fall over do. That's its turn. Jesse.
Yes?
You revel in the sweet bliss of unconsciousness, I suppose.
Great.
Must be nice.
It's really not.
Napping there.
Wealthy.
This isn't who was supposed to get sleepy.
Okay, so I imagine the rock made a noise when it fell down.
Yes.
Okay, then I
kind of a sandy thud.
I made a sharp turn and started coming back. I'm headed back towards the crew.
All right, congratulations. You're now like 100 feet away from the rock. You start running. Because it was flying away with you, so. But all right, you start running back. Unless you have a really long range spell you want to use or something.
I used all my... No, I've got my magic wand. My wand of magic missile. I have 2 charges left on it still. And I am going to shoot it with one shot. So that's 6 rays. That is 8 to start with. Plus 6 is 14. 14 damage.
This thing looks rough. It got up. You hit it. It staggers. One of its bird feet narrowly missing, stepping on Jesse in its stumbling motion. Yeah, you really rung its bell. It's still standing, but it's not looking super steady about it. All right. Vons.
Where is Vons at the moment in relation to the rock?
You were going after Wealthy. I don't know if you guys turned around to go back.
We, no, my main concern was Wealthy.
Okay. Actually, let's see. Grix, if you move this round, you can meet Wealthy and pick her up.
Okay.
So, but that puts you like 80 feet away from the rock.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's my plan.
Okay. So Vons, you're pretty fucking far away from the rock.
Well, I guess I wait till I'm within striking distance of the rock. Not going to get there any faster on foot.
That's fair. All right. Harper attempts to stab the giant bird. It would be nice if Harper could roll better than that, but that is enough. Harper rolls minimum damage.
No, Harper.
You guys can practically hear the tinny little plink sound.
No.
She stabs mostly feathers. It's a little hard to tell exactly where the, you know, the meat of a creature is when it's covered in shadow. Grix.
Yeah. Swooping in and yelling, Wealthy, I gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you go with Grix?
I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Wait,
yes.
What?
I couldn't figure out what... I was like, okay, I was safe, but okay. I'll get picked up.
All right. Guys get picked up. Grix does a sweet drift move on the dragon or loop-de-loop or whatever, and you guys head on back, I assume. Or at least prep to do so. Steamboat.
Steamboat is seeing the dragon picking up Wealthy. Steamboat's going to turn around and go after the dragon.
Okay.
Rock. Go after the rock.
I think you'd actually only run once.
I did.
So you can make it back.
Okay. And woo! Back.
Do something.
Yay, I ran in a circle.
Yeah.
Hey, it's that kind of combat.
The rock stumbled 10 feet closer to you to make up for the fact that you'd only move half your movement around.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you want to do?
Can I still do something?
Yeah, you can run up and hit it. Or
yeah, did I hit it?
All right. Roll your attack roll.
Oops. Oh, shit. Extra oops. Natural 1. I got 2 of those today.
Roll a second d20 and tell me what you get.
No. 2.
Good job. You didn't get a 1 again.
Google's broken.
Because that might have ended poorly for Jesse. Instead, you take this wild swing, you miss, and you drop your sword. It lands 10 feet away from you as it skitters across the sand to a stop.
It's my first day.
I mean, fair.
It's literally your first day.
All right. And new round.
Well, got a 10.
4. 5.
8 and 7.
For who and who?
Grix and Steamboat.
Respectively.
Yes. Grix 8, Steamboat 7.
Vons, you're up first.
Neat. Am I in striking distance?
Don't think you are. Sorry.
Then
you'll be in striking distance next round.
Yeah, I guess Vons will coil up and get ready.
All right, Grix.
Power on with the dragon.
All right.
Next
round, you'll be able to reach the rock.
Hooray.
Steamboat.
Steamboat is going to go grab his sword.
Okay. You go and you snatch up your sword from the sand and you can get back in melee range or just charge it next round. Either work.
Yeah. And I make sure no one saw that.
Roll a wisdom check.
You know who definitely didn't see it?
13.
Not a prime for you.
Who? No, not a prime.
Oh, who? Yeah. Definitely no one saw that. No way. Not on this open battlefield.
Well, there is one very specific person who definitely didn't see it.
Prime?
Oh, two.
The rock? What are you talking about?
Jesse's unconscious. Jesse's unconscious. So clearly she didn't see it.
So your sword teacher will not know the shame of watching you drop your sword.
Yeah, exactly.
Wealthy, you're 40 feet away from the rock.
God, I don't want to use my last one. I don't want to use this last one. How bad does the rock look?
Pretty bad.
I don't want to use my last... I have nothing to shoot this thing with. Damn it. Me running. I'm going to shoot it again with the magic, with my wand of magic missile.
Okay. Roll your damage.
Did you try dropping it out of your inventory while holding all of the buttons and then seeing if picking it back up again will glitch the inventory somehow?
No, that just makes it drop through the world.
Oh.
Yeah, and then it's gone forever.
If you vigorously rub it between your hands, the static electricity will recharge it over time.
Oh, okay.
12.
If only you'd met someone who offered to recharge it for you in exchange for services rendered.
Yeah.
12 damage total?
12 damage total.
I mean, I think about that guy a lot, actually. Almost every time that Wealthy uses the wand. I'm sure she thinks of him frequently as well.
You give Wealthy a lot of credit.
And that's the moment where you're supposed to take that credit and not question the assumptions.
There was a wizard who ran like a shop.
Yeah.
In the Gemwood. Who offered to help her recharge and it.
Why didn't I do it?
I don't think we had time.
That or you guys forgot. This has happened with a number of resources you have access to.
I mean, little column A, little column B, really.
We've got fans listening right now that are just tweaking out.
Mark is always telling me when he's caught something that we've missed. And
Mark, like, I love you.
Okay. I forget a lot of stuff.
Hooray for you.
I take a lot of notes and I still like miss a lot of things. And I have a pretty good memory overall in general.
I mostly just think about a lot of stuff from a game design perspective. So I'm just like, oh yeah, that thing I gave you as an out for this other thing. Oh well.
I'm making a note on my magic missile that the next time we go back to the arcs, it goes back to the Wonder Emporium or whatever the hell it was called.
The guy's going to be like, I left it at zero for too long. Now it can't recharge nearly as high as it used to.
Okay. You just give them the wand the exact same rules that batteries and phones have.
Kelly, are you calculating the damage?
Lithium ion wand.
It was a 12.
Oh, it was 12. Oh, okay. I missed that somehow.
What does it look like when this giant corrupted bird dies?
It explodes in a ball of goo and feathers. And unfortunately, it gets all over Jesse.
And Harper.
And Harper. And probably Frymeath.
And Steamboat.
No, Frymeath is in the...
Frymeath is still in the mountain. Okay.
No, Frymeath is in the rope trick.
Did he go in the rope trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was like, go in the rope trick, and he was like, fine. Okay. I like not bleeding out after being eaten by a bird.
Okay,
the rock is down. You are all out of combat.
Somebody got use out of my rope trick.
You can all gather up. Jesse continues to be unconscious and beaten on the ground. If anyone is inclined to do something about that.
I have a cure light. I'll pop over and...
I have two cure light wounds.
Well, let me go first, because I've got the spell, not the potion. Okay.
All right.
Dice 8, 7.
Welcome back to zero, Jesse.
Great.
You're conscious. You can speak with difficulty. You can move with even greater difficulty.
She immediately tries to lurch to sitting and like reaches for her sword.
It's gone.
I can.
You're covered in goop.
Okay. Oh, this is gross.
Yeah, unfortunately, I killed it. Well, fortunately, I killed it.
She lays back down.
Gonna say, Jesse, I assume, well, anyone who's been around corruption knows to try to get it away from any mucous membranes, but...
Yeah, I mean, she'll, like, wipe it away from her eyes.
But yeah, and then just flump again. Harper is spitting aggressively in the background while this happens. And someone tells Steamboat to do the same, so you don't just eat a bunch of shadowy goop, which I feel like would not be the first thing you'd do, but I don't know. All right, so Jesse is technically conscious, and you have a rope trick, and you're surrounded by desert.
Yeah, we should get somewhere safe to rest up for a bit. That was kind of intense.
Yeah, we've been out for a while. Do we like go back home at some point?
Or no, we got stuff to do.
Base? What are we doing again? I thought we were just exploring.
No, we're looking for honey.
Oh yeah.
I know it's easy to forget, but we are looking for honey.
What do we need honey for?
Fight their corruption.
Right. Corruption. Is that what that rock was? The smoky shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesse, having spoken, just like groans and rolls over onto her side.
Well, I'd rather not do that again without being prepared.
Probably.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to fight that guy with. Okay, you're looking at me like it's my fault.
That's why I said we should go rest up somewhere. We should find a place, safe place to camp for the night. Hey, there's a sweet cave down here.
Well, we've got yes. Road trips. It's good for 9 hours.
Then what happens?
Well, I can't then it climb goes away. Up there right now.
And then what happens?
Then we move on.
Then we move on.
But what if you're in it when it goes away?
Well, you won't be because we'll set an alarm.
That.
God, someday I need to make you guys make an int check to get out of there on time. And if you fail it, just see what happens. I think you just get dumped out.
Yeah, basically that's all that happens.
That has to be what happens.
It just pops like a balloon.
Or nah, I'm pretty sure you get unmade.
I was gonna say, I just like the idea of there being an incredibly dangerous threat to like low level adventurers in terms of like misuse of basic spells.
I mean, that is certainly a way for a GM to have fun playing a role playing game, I guess.
Doesn't fit this campaign. If we ever play like Dungeon Crawl Classics, then it's all gonna be a fucking meat grinder of death. But we're not playing that game. So Jesse says that she can't get up the rope.
Yeah, we'll boost you.
Jesse like opens one eye and like looks at your kobold ass with like a level of incredulity that you have never seen on her face before.
like a kobold pyramid.
I'm at 0 hit points.
Oh, you should take another potion or something.
I can give you a potion.
I don't have any more.
Probably use
I will give you a potion. Snack.
Okay.
So I need to take one potion off.
As Vaughn somehow makes the backdoor case for a druid, so you can have Goodberry and in fact have a snack help here.
That is an 8.
Jesse, you're at 8 HP. You feel good enough to climb up a rope now.
Oh god. Oh god. Okay. Okay, I can walk this off now.
Hey, there's tea and seed cake.
Jesse, in fact, does help everyone else up her, because, you know.
That's what Jesse does.
She's big, strong.
Harper's at the end of the line and just put her hands on her hips and points you up the rope. Just like, go.
Okay.
Stop helping everyone else. You're injured. Go.
Jesse climbs the rope.
Harper comes up after you and brings the rope up. You're all safely ensconced in the magical conversation pit with tea.
And seed cake.
And seed cake.
And yeah. There's an endless supply of hot water, so even after we've made tea, you guys can wash yourselves off.
Oh, great.
So you're not just covered in goo and sandy.
Sweet.
I think Jesse, before getting into it, would have like actually just like used the sand
to get the
outside to like rub her.
Yeah.
Get the like, worst rub of the goo off.
Yeah. Probably you all do that, but now you can wipe off the sand and remaining bits of goo and whatnot. All right.
All right.
I assume you're all going to rest right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Everyone regain 1 HP.
I remain at full.
Both?
I think so. Yeah.
Lowest priority combat target, baby.
Wow. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Ooh, God, I'm rough. I'm at plus 4.
But what is it that, what is that as a percentage?
That's a sixth. A little over a sixth.
I'm a little under a sixth. High five.
Yeah, we both feel great.
Fix it in post, dear editor.
Editor's note, no.
All right. So you all rest for the evening. You've regained your 1 HP. I guess you're primarily traveling at night, was the original plan. So welcome to afternoon, I guess. By the time you rest for your 9 hours and are able to pop back out.
So if we're looking for honey,
we're going to a specific place that Harper's taking us.
Okay.
And first he wanted to see a giant circle of glass in the desert. So we're going there first.
Yep.
Why?
Because we learned about it in the damn diary we read.
Yeah.
Wealthy hates lore.
No, I'm just thinking that this is taking us forever, but yeah, let's go ahead and see the glass.
Because you said that you were cool with it.
I'm totally cool with it. I was cool with it then. I'm less cool with it now.
The old family vacation breakdown if I agreed to this schedule and now I don't want to.
So, like, Harper, like, what's up with the fucking, the tunnel? The cave. Hey. You said there was some, you said something about the cave.
That we don't go into those.
Yeah. Tell us everything that you know. Let us exhaust your dialogue tree.
They go on for miles. They can be maze-like, depending on where you are. Sometimes it's just one long hallway for miles and miles. Sometimes it branches. Clearly, something used to live down there.
Oh, and God, it Speakerhead? It sounds like a liminal space. A back room. Oh, God. You guys haven't heard about the back room? Okay.
What are you talking about?
The video games?
No, on YouTube. The back rooms.
No.
Okay. Well, depending on your level of creepiness, there's these videos about back rooms where it's these rooms that have low ceiling, have low acoustic tile ceilings, and they're like industrial office spaces, and but they don't have any windows and they don't have any doors and they don't have any furniture, and you're being you may or may not be being chased. You may or may not run into, you know, creatures from creepypastas. It's kind of spooky.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. I'm sorry.
No, fair enough. But clearly something used to live down there, and what it has left behind is still down there. And
what did it leave behind?
A YouTube URL.
Oh, no. The old home of influencers. The Warrens beneath the earth.
Wait. Just barely. You can hear. Like and subscribe.
Words echo down the tunnels to this day.
Oh, no.
All right.
they're praying to their god, Patreon.
Everything from furniture to what we can assume are religious relics to occasional creatures that may have once been part of that civilization may have moved in there. We're not really sure.
Like, it's like real dangerous?
It has a tendency to become dangerous very quickly when it does. And because you are so far beneath the earth and exits are few and far between, at least those are that are not buried by sand, it can be hard to escape any dangers down there.
Oh yeah, gotcha. it's like whenever like people go down into like under the arcs.
Oh, so totally safe.
I don't know, man. Like, I've known like a lot of people who like disappeared after trying to adventure down under the normal maintenance tunnels.
What do you mean?
That's just a myth.
We always did just fine.
No, man. Like, I've known people. Like, why do you think I don't go underground except to, like, you know, I stay above ground. Much safer.
Remember that time y'all found a dead body?
Remember that other time that we found, like, a group of adventurers who could have very easily died in the room that we found him?
Yeah, I was being facetious, but okay.
Oh, okay.
Remember that time we found Gex?
I do. Where is Gex right now? Did he stay on the boat?
I don't know where Gex is.
He was not recruited to the sneaking mission, so yeah, he's on the boat.
Well, you know, maybe...
He deserves a break.
I feel like he does deserve a break. He deserves a break and to just hang out with Vons for a while.
Does anybody really deserve to hang out with Vons for a while?
I was going to say he shows up 2 days later. I couldn't take it anymore.
I mean, technically, we could summon call him. We could summon him at any time.
I guess that still works.
Well, like, why wouldn't it?
Well, his invisibility was acting all weird.
Oh, I thought he just, like, chose not to go invisible anymore.
I think he was having trouble restarting it.
You said something about he didn't really have a lot of control over it.
Well, I thought that was only when he was in the other place.
No, we talked with him about it after.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Strange that you don't remember that, given your notoriously good memory.
It is very strange that I don't remember that. It makes me think that you all are having a collective hallucination, honestly. No,
there was a discussion about that.
I think you just don't like Gex.
No, I like... You know what? Jesse likes Gex fine.
I think Aaron doesn't like Gex.
I actually legit like Gex a lot more as after I've started playing Jesse. Truly. Because he hasn't been a dick to me.
Didn't start the relationship with an insult.
Yeah.
All right.
But for tunnel stuff. Of course, there are also, it sounds like your arcs has this too. There's all these rumors of wonderful things encountered under there. Granted, the people telling those stories are not usually the people that obtained the wonderful thing. So there's a question of how true any of those are. But in the interest of full disclosure.
I mean, like, I think it would be cool to, like, explore, but also, as previously mentioned, I prefer being above ground so I can escape.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested.
We have a mission here. We're going to see the glass.
We can at least get significantly closer going through the tunnels. Might not get exactly there, see exits being buried, but it is technically an alternate route, although one I, Harper, not speaking for any sort of GM person, would recommend against.
Okay.
Oh.
The GM is neutral.
You got, like, weirdly glitchy for a second there, and I don't even know what that means.
I got too meta.
Is your nose bleeding?
Ah, it's been years.
It's the dry air.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you must be used to the sea.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that we can still get to the glass even if we use the tunnels? Can you navigate them?
Technically, yes.
Okay, I don't like the sound of this. I don't think it's a good idea.
I mean, like, it sounds like a real cool, weird, bad time, but, like, is it the cool, weird, bad time that we want to have right now?
No, I don't think so.
Nah, probably not.
Well, thanks for, like, lore dropping us, dude.
Always happy to help.
It was cool to click the info button there.
Yeah.
Well, NPC.
Yeah, we're not taking the side quest.
Yeah. No, don't drop that pin.
Oh no, it's in your miscellaneous quest. It'll be in there forever now.
Fuck.
Frymeath, well, still, you know, bandaged five ways to Friday. Just like it would stop us from getting attacked by another giant bird.
Yeah, but might make us be attacked by a giant tunnel thing.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to get into a place that I can't get out of, because, like, that's a great way to die. I mean, that's a way to die that is really bad and easy.
It also does not match anything else I've seen since coming here, so that's not promising.
What? What do you mean?
Once upon a time, last session, Steamboat Willie saw sheet metal as part of the debris. That is about what we have established. Basically that at least some of the metal that was part of the debris didn't match anything that people normally make around here. At least that, granted, the characters in the Greener universe don't exactly have a broad experience, but on the arcs, people don't make metal like that.
And Harper didn't seem to know what the metal was.
Harper mostly just instantly went, bad, don't go in. She should have included it as part of the description of, it's weird down there. Most of the walls are metal.
Got it.
Sorry.
That's fucking freaky. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, actually, I kind of want to go down there.
That's
now.
Like legit super weird.
Sorry, I should have said that more detailedly. Because I think the passage you guys saw into is stone, but Harper would have said there's a lot of metal down there.
Oh yeah, we're going down there now.
I think Jesse still doesn't want to go down there.
like just a peek?
I don't know, Fine. Margaret, how far do you have to go down?
And I don't know, to the metal.
Before it gets bad. Oh, was it not metal like right away?
This one has a stone passage and what I believe to be the remains of a metal door would be my best guess based on seeing other entrances.
Oh, it's like, is it like a bunker?
Not like any bunker I've ever seen. They usually aren't huge. I could be wrong. Again, we have no idea who made these. We just know they are here.
Have they been there from like way before the, like, the, you know, the corruption?
Oh, very much so. Yes.
Oh.
If there were any stories of them being passed down, they did not make it to the AENs I have talked to and grew up with. So.
Wait, like nobody knows what they are?
Nope.
That's fucking so weird, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty odd.
We just know they're bad places and not to go in them because people will go into them and not come out.
Oh.
But some people do.
Well, let's not go in there and be among those people who do not come out.
Yeah, maybe that's an after AEA thing.
We have so many after AEA things.
Yeah, I'm still bummed about not finding out about the volcano that the villager people on the island went to, so.
She does clarify that some people come out, but it's the kind of thing where, like, if you let little kids wander off into the woods on their own, sometimes they don't come back. It's that kind of scary.
Yeah.
Aw.
Where it's like, if you're careful, you can probably pop your head in and pop back out.
I feel like it's really unlikely that we'll be careful.
Yeah, like on purpose, so it's fine.
Anyway, should we head out again?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. You head out again.
We continue on.
Yes. So, let's see. I'm going to say you finish your day 3 by doing all that. Mark off rations and water.
Okay.
And then I need constitution checks from everybody.
That's fine.
Ah! Jesus! It's a 1.
I feel like this might be the right time to portion out the heavy water bag.
Yeah. So I believe that gives everyone an additional day's worth.
That gives everyone an additional day's worth.
Okay.
So do we still need to worry about constitution at that point?
Yes, because the constitution is the water and food are required for you to continue to live in a nice and good way. The constitution is still, we're still hiking through a desert, albeit not one that is nearly as hot as your average desert, but you're still doing a pretty brutal overland travel.
Right. It's dry, not necessarily scorching.
Okay. Yeah.
Wealthy is getting real tired.
I got a 17.
Not a prime?
No, not a prime.
Grix got a 24, and Steamboat got a 20.
Vaughn's got a 22.
All right. A few people failed, so the group as a total takes another exhaustion point. But, Wealthy, you're pretty bad off. You'd already gained one, and for the crit fail, you gained another 2. Steamboat Willie has 1, and Jesse has 1.
Hmm.
So I lose 2 points.
Well, this is a thing I am tracking. Eventually, bad things may happen to you, but
okay.
I'm just letting you know you're up to 3 points of exhaustion.
Okay.
So you're going to start rolling constitution at a penalty, essentially. But you made it through day 4, and then, okay, everyone roll another set of constitution checks. We'll do day 5. I'll be rolling through some other stuff in the background.
18.
21.
24.
Grix got an 18, and Steamboat got a 25.
All right. You all steady up and manage a good day. Again, mark off food and water.
How many days was this going to be?
7, but there was only so much water you could carry.
Right. No, I was just making sure that.
Yeah, it's 7 days to, actually, this is a good point to ask that question. Do you want to go to the temple first or the glass? The temple is far more likely to have a water source.
Temple, then, I would argue.
Yeah, black glass in the middle of the desert. Yeah. Temple. Okay. How's everyone's water and food supplies doing?
I'm at 3 days of water and 13 days of rations.
I'm at 3 days of water and 7 days of rations.
Okay.
3 days of water and I didn't tick off 9 days of rations.
Okay. And Vaughn's, how you doing?
So this says water 2 days and 8 days rations. I haven't been giving this attention this whole time, nor really understand.
Mark 5 off of each of those.
Mark 5 off of each of those, so -3 days water.
Okay. We got an extra +1.
-2 days water, I guess.
-2. Oh, that's easy.
I thought you guys split up the water a little more evenly than that.
Yeah, I don't know when I actually started reducing from this.
Yeah, okay. Well, Vons, you can start. I'm going to say you probably ran out of water, and you can start skimming off other people's, but you're basically going to be rolling at a penalty for your constitution because you just aren't getting enough water. Okay.
And we're in a desert, so there's no water to find.
Correct. We're on today 6. Constitution checks again. Oh, Wealthy. Wealthy, subtract a d4 from whatever you roll. And Steamboat Willie and Jesse, subtract 1.
28.
Oh, 13. 13 plus 9 is 22.
And then minus 1d4?
That's minus the 1d4.
All right.
Oh, that's, it's a 1d4? I thought it was just minus
1. For you and Steamboat, it's just minus 1. You are less exhausted than Wealthy.
Okay, sorry.
No, you're good.
I rolled a 7. I'm adding 6 plus 1 minus 1.
Yeah, because you should start being at a penalty because of the water thing.
Yeah, so 13.
Great. On 6 point of exhaustion.
Grix also got a 13, and Steamboat got a 20.
All right. Group picks up another exhaustion. But, okay, last day before you get to the temple. Again, one last con check from everybody.
Oh, my God.
Minus 1d4 for Wealthy. Grix, Steamboat Willie, Jesse, and Vons all just subtract 1 from your total.
That's 21.
27.
Jesus.
22.
Grix got a 19. Steamboat got a 8.
Right. Steamboat would start subtracting 1d4, but...
We're there.
As you hike your way through the desert, you see what looks to be a stone structure on the horizon. And as you get closer to it, other little smaller stone structures pop up, presumably the town that this temple was in the center of. It is, or at least at the edge of. Everything is worn down deeply by sand. The buildings have started to lose their distinctive shapes, and most things are half buried. But as you approach the city, that's where we'll end the episode.
Huzzah!
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Game, everybody.
Good game. I'm so thirsty.
Oh no, there's no water here. Only a fountain of Red Bull.
I guess my kidneys are just gonna suffer real bad.
I feel like Green Day Bonds would somehow do just fine drinking only Red Bull.
And Mountain Dew, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you can find it at a Taco Bell, I'm sure Green Day Bonds is just fine.
God, Green Day Vons, like, is that kid in high school who would just drink an entire 3-liter bottle of Mountain Dew, like, all day?
Yep.
Like, he would just carry the 3-liter bottle of Mountain Dew around with him to class. Like,
Vons is in search of the fountain of gamer fuel. It's a secret holy place.